To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, ADP is staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate complexity. Learn more at ADP.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, October 14th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Apple has lifted the curtain on the iPhone 12, its first smartphone capable of connecting to next-generation 5G networks. Investors are hoping the addition of 5G will help push Apple to new heights, but consumers aren't so sure about the technology. Today, our senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern joins to help answer the question, is 5G worth the hype right now? We'll talk about that after these headlines. More moves from Facebook to combat the spread of misinformation. The company said yesterday it'll ban ads that discourage vaccines. The change comes after health professionals and users criticized the company for failing to curb the spread of false claims about the safety and importance of vaccines. And the pandemic has put personal computers back in the spotlight. Sales of PCs in the third quarter saw the strongest growth in the U.S. in a decade, according to industry data. That's thanks to a surge in remote work and study, as well as home entertainment. Much of the growth came from Chromebooks, which are popular in hybrid classrooms. They saw a 90% surge in the latest quarter. An analyst said if it weren't for component shortages due to high demand and supply chain disruptions in the pandemic, PC sales might have been even higher. All right, coming up next, what you need to know about the new iPhone 12. We'll talk about that after the break.
News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. It's hard to stay on top of it all. That's why ADP is here to guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise to help you navigate these complex times so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of changes in legislation. When you rely on us for payroll and HR, you're trusting us to help you take care of your people. It's what we've been doing for over 70 years, and that's not about to change. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.
Apple held its second big virtual event of the fall yesterday, where it announced an updated HomePod smart speaker and, of course, the headliner, its first 5G-capable iPhone. We'd originally expected this phone in September, but production was delayed due to supply chain issues from the pandemic. Now that it's here, we turn to senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern to tell us what we ought to know. Joanna, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Joanna, tell us about this new iPhone 12.
I think you mean four new iPhone 12s, because in making things much easier for us all to understand, Apple released four new iPhones. They have a lot in common, but they also have these slight differences. There's the new iPhone 12 mini, which is actually not that mini, but does look a lot smaller than the last few iPhones we've seen. Then there's the iPhone 12, and then there's the iPhone 12 Pro, and then the iPhone 12 Pro Max. You got that all?
Only just. So what new features did we see?
I think that's what makes this year's upgrade pretty great, is that there are lots of new features across the entire lineup. And the big ones include 5G. 5G is in all of these new phones. There are new designs of all of the new phones, more square edges, looks a lot like the iPhone 5 or the iPhone 4. It was very nice, beautiful design. So I'm really happy to see that. You've got new camera tricks and you've got all new screens, new OLED screens across the entire lineup.
Plus your favorite, a new charging configuration, right?
I am very excited. The design has a new magnet in the back. This is not visible, but it's below the surface, and there's a magnetic sort of coil. And Apple is now rolling out a new accessory line called MagSafe. You might remember the name from those old MacBook chargers. And these magnetic accessories will clip to the back of the phone. And one of them is a new wireless charger that Apple says will be a lot faster than usual wireless charging.
And of course, the big update here is 5G capability. 5G networks are supposed to be the next generation networks and bring faster download speeds, better connectivity. And, you know, we know investor sentiment has really reached a fever pitch in anticipation of this new phone. What are they and Apple hoping this new phone can do for the company?
I think they are all thinking back to other quote unquote super cycles. And these were big leaps in iPhone technologies, whether it was big leaps in screen size or big leaps from 3G to 4G. And there was a lot of excitement around these almost a decade ago. And that really got people to upgrade and buy new phones because the technological leaps were significant. Here, we're seeing a little bit of that, but it's certainly not the leap I think that investors or even Apple thinks it is, especially in 5G. I've tested a lot of 5G phones, and they can be very fast, but they can be pretty fast when you're in specific areas, and when you're on your phone, you don't really feel those speeds. Of course, what the investors and Apple are hoping is that the speeds unlock new sorts of innovations, new types of apps, new types of technologies that run on top of it. We saw this with 4G. 4G unlocked a whole new generation of apps, things from Uber to Instagram, because our phones could load these things faster. Now our phones are pretty much fast enough. What are we going to do with this faster speed? That's the big question.
Yeah. And Joanna, we heard over and over again during yesterday's presentation that, quote, 5G just got real. You've done quite a bit of reporting on 5G networks. I wonder, what's your take? Is 5G really real now for most smartphone users?
5G is real and you can get it, but you have to be in a very specific set of circumstances to get it. You need to have the right carrier. You need to be in the right location. In Verizon sense, you actually need to be outside standing near a pole. So it is real, but it is not going to be very real for most users right now.
So it sounds like there's a bit of a disconnect between proponents of 5G and consumers. How are we expecting to see Apple and their carrier partners trying to close that gap?
A lot of this is about future-proofing. You have a 5G phone now, and these networks start to get better, and they start to get better pretty rapidly. I mean, I have to say, I have seen a substantial increase in the last year. Last summer, I had to journey to different parts of the U.S. to get 5G. Now I can just go to a different section of the city or a different section of my neighborhood to try to test out 5G. So it is getting better. The speeds are getting better, but there are a lot of technical hurdles and there are a lot of glitches, frankly. I mean, there are times when I would test 5G in the same exact spot and I could get blazing fast speeds 1 minute and then another minute just sort of normal 4G speeds.
All right, Joanna, as our senior personal tech columnist, the big question is, should people upgrade to this phone or should they wait?
My advice is to wait for my review. But if you're looking to pre-order, my first piece of advice is do not upgrade just for 5G. That's not a reason to upgrade. But what's really nice about what Apple did was there was a whole other big feature set that you get here that isn't just tied to 5G. So you get those nicer designs, you get that nicer screen, you get that more compact form factor if you want to get that mini device. Loads of new camera tricks, many that I don't frankly understand and need to even dig into because the presentation was so packed with all that information. So don't just go buy for 5G, go buy for the big package and all what it all means together.
All right. Anything else that jumped out at you about yesterday's event?
Yes. Interestingly, they started the event talking about the product that we never remember that Apple makes, which is the HomePod. They have a new HomePod mini, and this is a really compelling little product. It is a smart speaker from Apple, $99, obviously there to compete against the Amazon and the Google minis of the world. Lots of features that others have had before. It's lagging in music support, no Spotify, and Pandora is not going to be there for a couple of months, but seemed like a pretty compelling holiday gift buy.
All right, senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern, everybody. Thanks, Joanna.
Thank you.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. We've got more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.